This year you will suffer no loss.
Tap TV, Ashanti TV channel.
Amen. It's a great privilege and honor for me to be here tonight. And I want to thank the Ancient of Days, the God that is old but not old-fashioned, the God that doesn't pursue a man before he catches up with him. We all look up to him. He doesn't look up to anybody. The only one that is permitted to be proud. He's great, but he doesn't use his greatness to oppress. There are some people that just a little lift, nobody can talk again. God is so good, he's so gracious, he's so kind, he's so loving, he's so amazing. He doesn't consult your past to determine your future. He's such a great God. Let God know that ladies in the Middle East adore and appreciate him. Let's make a noise unto him. Lord, you are worthy. We love you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you have honored him tonight, honor will never be removed from your life. For he says, they that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me, I will hold in light esteem. First Samuel 1 verse 30. God is good. I bring you greetings from the United States of Nigeria. The devil is so crazy about that country. But he's a liar. Jesus is Lord over that nation. Too much investment over the years. And he's just fighting a lost battle. The Lord cometh. And I know that this end time revival, Nigeria has a great part to play. And we are winning. In the name of Jesus. I thank all of you for having me tonight. I bring you greetings from my husband, Bishop Felix Remi Adejumo. I call him, thank you. I call him the only sugar in my tea. The only lipstick on my lips. The only tomato in my jollof rice. The only rose in my garden. And some time ago, I added the only brain in my skull. So when my husband had that, he said, if I'm the only brain in your skull, then you are my spinal cord. Please celebrate my husband. Thank you. Thank you. He turned 64 last Wednesday. And like Mami Adekoke said, the hospital is actually in his hometown in Osun State, not in Akure. So God gave us an hospital, and patients have started coming. Every child that comes into that hospital will pay just a token. That's what the Lord has laid on our hearts. And we are grateful for the privilege of being a blessing. Our 34-year-old marriage is blessed with 4 biological children. All of them are married. I'm grateful to God for that, 2 boys and 2 girls. We have some adopted children. I have an orphanage. And I am a grandmother of 6. And still counting. This is how I start preaching, so that you will know I am flesh and blood. I go to the same market you go to. I'm faced with the same situation and temptation, just like you are. I just made up my mind several years ago that when my time on earth is over, and I go to see the Lord Jesus Christ, if he tarries, I will not die as a woman. I will die as an institution. Yes. That after I'm gone, you'll still be doing research about my life. Yes. And tonight, I just want to share a few things with you that will help you as a woman in particular. I can spot a few men, very courageous men here. And we honor you. Thank you for being bold enough to come to our meeting. I want to just speak from my spirit. I got born again September 14, 1978. So I'll be 40 years. Did I say something? 1978. Yes. I'll be 40 years in the Lord. September this year. Walking with the Lord. Exciting moments. Very discouraging moments. Questions that defy answers. You just choose and make up your mind that you are going to heaven. There are about 11 obstacles that confront a woman, particularly the African woman. And as the Lord helps people like us, women like us, to overcome these obstacles, we trust Him to hold our hands and use our hands to hold other women and raise them up. Because great women raise great women that raise great women. If you are a woman and you are very insecure and you are very, very, very jealous, competitively jealous, you are a disgrace. Because you won't sleep on two beds. You won't drive two cars. So how come you don't want another woman to shine? He doesn't remove anything from you. He doesn't remove A from my name. He's still Adejumo. By encouraging other women to shine. And tonight I have come to either make you angry. Because if you are not tired of where you are is tired of you. You need to move. Your life must be better after this conference. And the devil must weep over your life. Let's go on this journey. I've been given about 90 minutes. I don't think I'll spend up to that. But let's go on this journey. The woman is many things to many people. To some people, she's a necessary evil. In some cultures, she's only seen but never heard. I remember many years ago, I was at an ordination service with my husband, and the man that was going to ordain the pastor picked the microphone and said, "From today, after your ordination, never reveal your secrets to your wife, because women are devils." It was a senior pastor that was speaking. My husband just turned to me and said, "Minus you." Maybe that man was speaking from his experience. I don't know, because some women can be devils truly, but not all women are devils. To some people, she's just a baby manufacturing machine. That is why, as a woman, listen and listen very carefully today. Stop having babies every year. You have boys, you have girls. Don't kill yourself in the delivery room. Because if you die, I give your husband only 1 year to remarry. And he's likely to marry either your sister or your friend. That is what happens now. You hear them say things like, "Oh, the children are so used to her." So help me tell your sister, don't die. Oh. Tell another person, don't kill yourself. Oh. Because you are looking for a boy or you are looking for a girl. Which one can you manufacture? Whatever God gives you, be grateful. And refuse to kill yourself in the labor room. Don't commit suicide. Because the worst thing that can happen is for the world to stand for a few seconds. And they will move on. Your husband will still eat. They will still play Ludo in the house. Don't kill yourself. In fact, God forbid, while you are sitting in the mortuary, you will hear the man say, "I've not eaten since she died. Can you please make me some thick Milo?" And while the person is going to prepare it, you will hear the man say, "And some toast." I've been to places and my heart bled. To some people, the woman is just like any of the properties. Like the TV set, like the this, or anything. But woman, I want to define you from the perspective of the Bible. I try to put on the spectacle of destiny and let you know your worth. When God created you, He had purpose in mind. For instance, look at the anatomy of the human body. If you can see me, look at me very well. Look at my feet. My feet are forward looking. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, how come that your feet are not like this? Or not looking backwards? How come that you don't walk backwards? How come that you don't walk sideways? This is very prophetic. God created you to be a forward looking being. Your eyes are forward looking. Your feet are forward looking. You were created never to have a better yesterday. And listen to me as you start the scriptures. God did not bring the blessings until the woman arrived. He blessed them. Male and female created He them. And He blessed them. He withheld the blessing until you arrived. In the book of Genesis chapter 5 and verse number 2. That's where we got Mr. and Mrs. That's why I'm Mrs. Adejumo. Genesis 5, 2. He called their name Adam. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 3, I'm trying to trace your origin as a woman. Whether you are born again or not, I'm talking to you as a woman. Your origin. When the devil came to tempt the woman. Look at the scenario. She fell and God brought down judgment. The first person the Lord addressed was the man. Why did you do this? Hear what the man said. The woman you gave me, did I ever ask you for a wife? He blamed God. From Genesis to Revelation, after that incident, God stopped giving wives to men. Whosoever find death. So you do your own finding so that you won't blame God. When God turned to the woman and said, why did you do this? Hear what the woman said. Father, I refuse to blame my vertical relationship, God. And I refuse to blame my horizontal relationship, my husband. I cooperate with you to blame our arch enemy. The devil deceived me. And the egg to create a child. Today, I choose woman. To exempt the sperm, the man, from the plan of salvation. Your seed shall bruise the devil's head. The only role the man played in the plan of salvation was that of a messenger. I hope I'll still be able to go out today with this man. But this is Bible. Carry the woman and the baby. Run to Egypt. Yes, sir. The people that are seeking his life are dead. Come back. Yes, sir. It was the woman that carried the seed and brought to bear the plan of salvation. When the Lord Jesus Christ was going to die, it was the woman that broke her alabaster box of ointment and anointed his body, prepared his body for his burial. Hear me, beloved. I have a feeling in my spirit that as Jesus' return is imminent and coming, there's a mighty revival going on. And it is the woman that will prepare his body, the church, for his second coming.
mean we should be arrogant?
No.
Does this mean we should dishonor manhood?
No.
I am raised to restore dignity to womanhood, but I have a correctly happy home. Even the devil in his craziest state knows I am happily married. I am just trying to strike a balance. Because many things have distorted and disrupted the view of a woman. When a male child is born, people celebrate. Even the mother celebrates. The father is excited. One of my daughters, my biological daughter, who happens to be my last born, she has three boys, a set of twins, and then a boy. You need to see how proud the husband is. You need to see how proud the mother-in-law is. It is a secret code. It's an unsaid thing. But when you have a baby boy, there is something. My wife just delivered. What else? It's a boy. But when a woman has four girls, they start calling her a big girl. It's just there. Even in developed countries, there's this mischievous, demonic thing attached to a woman's destiny. That's why you need to be victorious as a woman without necessarily being militant. Without losing your femininity. You don't need to struggle with anybody. You just need to understand your purpose. And understand that you are not here to compete with anybody, but to complete people. It's important for me to lay this foundation as you look at the victorious woman or sister. By that theme, you can tell that there is a battle going on. The book of Revelation, chapter number 12. There was a serious battle against the woman. And it even became generational. Because when the devil noticed that he couldn't get the woman, he moved to her seed. That's why as a woman, you cannot afford to joke with your children. Tomorrow I'll be sharing four major things that you are as a woman and that you should be as a woman. But let me just lay the foundation tonight. You are, according to the Bible, a man with a womb. Womb man. You have what the man does not have. And God is the only wise God, remember? He doesn't make mistakes. The things God did not put in the man, he put in you as an addition. The womb, the breast. There are things you can do as a woman that a man cannot do. Now, no man would have been able to get something the way he was gotten. Only a woman could have done that. A man does not know what it means to carry a baby in his womb. A man does not know what it means to breastfeed. For you to bond with your child while you are breastfeeding and the baby is looking at you and searching for love. A man does not, can never understand that experience. You are blessed. You are a man with a womb. But can we just go a step further to remind you that the womb that you have is not just for baby carrying biologically. It's supposed to carry purpose and give birth to purpose. He's supposed to carry vision and give birth to vision. Somebody must go to bed thanking God for you. My driver said to me some time ago, Mommy, even if you don't pray anymore, the lepers in those states are praying for you. Because even what they used to cover, they are quits, they are whatever you supply. Lepers. I remember some time ago, my husband was about to be involved in a motor accident and the Lord averted it. So we had a big Thanksgiving service in honor of Jesus. I carried the offering bucket with my heavy duty offering on the inside of it, and I was dancing with my husband and our children, and about six ladies just walked up to me. I noticed that they just surrounded me. At a second look, I discovered that they were widows, all of them. So one of them said to me, We just decided to surround you today to remind you that you cannot join our club now. Who will be paying our children's school fees? We are prayer covering you. You can't. I started crying. And there are prayers that God hears. Please, stop living for the trinity of the devil. I, me, myself. That's why I said I've come tonight to make you angry. I'm taking you on a journey. You're a woman with a womb. You're a man with a womb. A man with a womb. As a mother, for instance, biologically speaking, these two gadgets are for prayers. You touch your breasts. You touch your womb. You say, wherever my child is at this point, may the angels of the Lord, may they encamp around you. Any child that ever sucked my breast, any child that ever laid in this womb, you will not miss heaven. You will serve purpose. You will love God. You will, I tie your life around the supreme altar in heaven. A man doesn't have that. It's not for joke. No, it's not. You must carry purpose there. There are many battles going on against the woman. And it began in the Garden of Eden. Let me say this again. If you study that scripture very well in Genesis chapter 3, there was no single verse where God sent the woman packing. It was a man. And the Lord sent the man out of the garden. The woman only followed. That's why you hear. That's why I live in Akure. My husband is on transfer to Dubai. We are all going. That's where we got it from. That's where we got it from. You are very important. You are the last born. Stop living your life as if you are a non-entity. Please stop. Even if you are a product of a family planning device that failed, God purposed you. God planned you. God had something at the back of his mind when he created you. You are beautiful. You are great. You are gracious. I'm going to tell you 10 things very shortly. You are beautiful. Some years ago, the state government, you know, where I live, invited me to the prison to come and preach. I returned from that experience a better woman, a better believer. Two major things happened to me. Number one, the way those people were praising the Lord, those inmates, changed my life. I became a dangerous worshiper, a thanksgiver that you cannot stop. I saw a man there who would be about my father's age. He was even blind. And I was saying to myself, why would they not release this man, discharge him, no matter what has happened? As I was being taken around the prison, I saw a particular room and I was told that the prisoners here, some of them have never seen, they've never stepped out of that room since 1988. It was that day I understood that freedom is a blessing. If you understand that, you will stop complaining that you don't have a red heart. You will stop complaining. My Thanksgiving life changed just by that visit. But the second thing that happened to me, I noticed that all the inmates had their uniforms and they had two numbers. A smaller one in the front and a bolder one at the back. And I asked questions. The one in the front, I was told, was the serial number. You are number 633 in this prison. But the one at the back, date of discharge, 2053. 2071. Everywhere each one goes, he carries the numbers. And suddenly, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, the way these inmates carry their numbers is the way everybody carries his or her destiny around. When you were born naked but not empty. It's a pity that some people, rather than fulfill their destiny, they have become supervisor generals. This one doesn't wear hats. This one wears makeup. That one doesn't know how to do. What is your business? As if heaven is your backyard. For 10 years, I didn't wear makeup. For 10 years, I didn't wear jewelries. For 10 years, I covered my head. If you see my wedding picture, you will cry for my mother. I got my wedding dress from England, but my pastor's wife had to inspect it. And hear what she said when she inspected it. Sister Funke, you cannot wear this dress. Why souls are perishing? As if souls had not been perishing before I was born. Are souls still not perishing? So she now made me one cocoa sack dress. Turtleneck like this. One pneumonia scarf veil. Can you imagine on my wedding day? No jewelry. No makeup. No powder. Nothing. I look at the picture sometime and I say, Olufunke, the person that did you like this. It's not, no, the person don't try at all. Person don't try. And some of us, that's our background. Now hear me. This is one of the reasons why the cross has four entrances. Come with your cap or your scarf. Come without your cap. Come with jeans and makeup. Come without it. Just make sure it is the cross you have come to. And you have no right to judge me. Romans 14:14. You have no right to judge anybody. So his master, he stands or he forms. Carry your heart. Carry it very well. Disturb anybody's view. It's your heart. It's yours. You didn't borrow it from anybody. Carry your beret. Slant it very well. It is your beret. But excuse me. Do not condemn the people that don't carry hearts. Let us not go to the genesis of this heart. You need to Google it. Because the people that even founded this heart matter, after 12 noon, it's not supposed to be one. But what am I driving at? It's beautiful when you wear it. It's your conviction. And the person that doesn't wear it does not need to condemn the people that are wearing it. We need to set the record straight among women. Men don't have issues like this. Do you notice? Let's stop all this. Nobody should condemn Martha for Mary. Nobody should condemn Mary for Martha. We are all different. And you have no idea how God is dealing with me. There are people I can reach that you can never reach with your heart. And there are people you will reach that I can never reach with my makeup. That's why we are different. So, please, women, let's settle this. Love your sister. Accept your sister. Stop criticizing your sister. If you believe in this and she doesn't believe, it doesn't change. Just make sure it is a cross. It's important. As a woman, you need to start living your life for things that have eternal value. Much more than ephemeral things. Dresses, shoes, makeup, nothing. Let's go for what will count in eternity. Because most times, the things that count cannot be counted. Let's go for souls. Let's touch lives. Let's live our lives to please the Lord. As women, let's blend. Let's come together. Let's love. Let's pray for one another. We cannot all belong to a particular denomination. We cannot all worship. Church is for administrative purpose. When we get to heaven, there's no church name. Are you washed in the blood? Is your name written in the book of life? Are you saved? Baba Adeboye said when we get to heaven, one of the reasons why we will first go for 1,000 years is for orientation, NYSC. Baba said because some people are too used to poverty. If God should just send them straight to streets of gold, they will faint and they will never resurrect. Praise the Lord. So I want to tell you 10 things tonight. And if I have the time, even if I may not be able to mention the 10, I'll tell you how you should see life. Three major ways through which you should see life. The first thing I want to talk to you about tonight, very simple. Number one, this is how to be victorious. When you begin to see life this way, you are God's treasure. You are the apple of God's eyes. People may not believe in you. They may not like you. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Your victory starts in your mind. Start thinking victory. Start speaking victory. Stop basing your life and the driver's seat of your life on what people say. Believe that you are God's treasure. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse number 8. Zechariah 2, 8. For this is what the Lord God Almighty says. After he has honored me and has sent me against the nations that have plundered you. For whoever touches you, touches the apple of his eyes. You are customized by God. Remember how you keep your gold when it gets lost. You know how you look for it. It's the same thing with God. You were not created to just be average. No. God created you to soar and to thrive. He created you to break out. He created you to go beyond your barriers. To believe bigger and live the life that God has for you. Number two, God did not create you to waste you. This is how to be victorious. God did not create you to waste you. You remember millions of spermatozoa struggled to be you. Biology from two. Many of them, millions. When you couldn't fast, when you couldn't pray, when you couldn't bind and loose, when you couldn't anoint yourself, you fought with millions of people, potential people, and you won. Is it now that the blood has redeemed you? Is it now that you have access to praying in tongues and studying the Bible? You were not created to be a loser. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It does not matter. God did not create you to waste you. He has a purpose for you. Number three. And you can put Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 there. Number three. You are on assignment here on earth. If you're a single lady, please listen doubly to what I'm about to say. You are on assignment here. It is not marriage that completes a woman. Don't get it wrong. Enjoy where you are on your way to where you are going. Don't wait till you are married before you start enjoying God and enjoying life. In those days, they will say, even if you can afford a car, don't buy it because no man will marry you. It is a lie now. The times have changed. And the scriptural, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, tells us, God, who before, used to, now. Principles don't change, but methods change. These days, the men of these days, they are looking for car owners. The man wants to be sure that you will not be a liability. So if you have a car, it's an advantage. The man will take the car, drop you off at work, and drive it as if it is his own. So, if you can afford a car, why not buy one? Who says? It is not every wife that a man can slap. When the man raises his hand and remembers who you are, he brings the hand and says, we should not be fighting this house. We should not be fighting. Don't let us allow the devil in this house. It is not every wife that the husband can say, you are packing out today. Because the man knows when you pack out. The window blinds are going. The rug is going. All the TV sets are going. The kitchen will be empty. That is why, as a woman, you must be empowered economically. Don't just get married and be a liability. That's why your brother-in-law can insult you. Because he knows it was the only portmanteau that they gave you during your engagement that you brought to their house. One television set was there before you came. You brought in three. So when the boy wants to change the channel from CNN to African Magic Go, he will think twice. He will think twice. As a woman, and this is how you should raise your daughters. It does not reduce their submission. It does not reduce their anointing. It helps them. I have a home for women that are in abusive relationships. You don't even want to believe the things that I hear. The first lady that came to that home, a young pregnant lady, when I saw her, I burst into tears. What happened to you? The man beat her with hard stirring iron, a stirring rod. What you use to prepare, you know, food. When I was crying, my son said, Mommy, don't cry yet. They opened her dress. Jesus Christ. That sight gives me goosebumps. What was her crime? The man wanted her in pregnancy to sleep with another man so they could get money. And she said, no, I may not be born again. I may not understand, but no, this is not decent. And the man beat her with orogun. I made sure he was locked up. And I'm still a Christian. I'm still going to heaven. I made sure. You don't touch a woman where I am. You want to kill her? She's somebody's daughter. In pregnancy. Hear what another one said. Why is it that you are still staying in that abusive relationship? Where will I go? I cannot afford. That was why I even talked about that 1 million matter that went everywhere. This girl, the husband will say, Nathan, dear, you idiot. Close your eyes and raise your hands. Husband and wife. True life story in Lagos, not in my village. And she will kneel down and raise her hand. After 15 minutes, stand up, you pig. Go fix something for me to eat. And when you are done, put it on the table. Clean up. And go to the bedroom. There are still good husbands. I am married to one by God's grace. But there are many, many, many bad and evil husbands that abuse. That's why as a woman, you cannot afford to be a nonentity. Looking at your husband before you buy bra. These are the things that remove dignity from a woman. The man helped you to bury your grandmother's father's son. He helped you to do wedding for your cousin's father's friend's brother. Everything. One day he's going to be tired. Do not allow your husband alone to pay the school fees. Contribute, no matter how small. Do something with your life. As a woman, you were created to add value. Think and do something. I told the singles yesterday, I have published by God's grace 81 books. My books are on Amazon. Money comes to my account every month. Bank of America. I add value to my marriage. My husband looked at me recently and said, I want to be married to you eternally. I wish Jesus would just come and say, everybody that is married, remain married. I said to him, I know Jesus won't say that, but when Jesus comes, I'm going to say, excuse me, sir, I have a suggestion. Let my husband's mansion be the closest to my own. If I don't add value to him, he wouldn't have said that. Stop being a beggarly wife. You're a believer. On your inside is the power that made the heavens and the earth. Do something. Everybody is looking. Even your children are watching. Your in-laws are watching. Don't be a drag. Don't be a liability. Be sound spiritually. Take care of your spirit, man. But be sound also in every area of your life. I'll share some personal stories with you tomorrow. Things I'm not ashamed to tell you. To inspire you. And tell you that it's never too late to start or to change as a woman. Some of you think you are spiritual, but you are only religious. And there's a wall of difference between the two. And some husbands are in pains and they cannot talk because they are pastors. Some of them cannot talk because they are elders. They will punish them. They will suspend them if they go into adultery. But some of them are really wishing that their wives will die and go to heaven. Kayabo Shanda. Oh God, just take my wife. Jekalibo Sakadabagasa. Because you are giving the man pain. You're not adding. adding value to him. If your husband's life does not appreciate after marriage, you are a witch. Therefore, shall a man leave 5-letter words and cleave 6-letter words? The path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more. And some of you, you are time bombs. On your inside, you are loaded. There are books on your inside. I preach in Paris every year. The biggest Pentecostal church there. Sometimes, beloved, the books I sell are more than the honorarium they give me. And I'll be praying, Father, make seeing eyes blind as I carry this money through insecurity. Because I have orphans and widows waiting for me. What you will eat is inside of you. Be victorious in that area. Some of you are just sitting down, popping out children. Sitting down, doing nothing. Think. Write that book. Nobody is reading big books anymore. Small books. Write. Mathematics, simplified. Cookery, simplified. It will shock you. Put it on Amazon. Put it on eBay. It will shock you how much. I still got alerts today on my American account. Books. There is something it does to you. When you fulfill purpose, it gives you confidence. You are not proud, but you know you have confidence. It's the way your husband treats you. If you add value to him. No man wants a liability in his life. He has enough to battle at work. He wants a think tank. A woman that can operate at the same frequency of his brain. Wake up, women. Some of you think, when your mama said, victorious sisters, you would think what we are coming to do this weekend is bind the devil. So that we have been binding the devil, binding him. Now let's bind ignorance. The devil is in a state of coma. What are we talking about? Is he that powerful? We're bound him, we're still binding him. But there are some things that we need to tell ourselves as women. Buckle up. Stand up and take your place as a woman. In case you don't know, the number of children you have is the number of properties you should have. So that they will not curse your memory. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. Some of you are wearing as gold the cement you should have used to buy a house. Because you just want to dress like Mrs. Adegoke. And you don't know her story. Her husband was talking to us yesterday. I've hugged in this life. As a pastor's wife, when the ministry first started, my husband and I, we vowed to God that we will not touch the offering. And we still do not touch the offering. That's why I laugh when some people write some things on the internet. Because you don't understand what is going on in every church. It's not every pastor that is stealing. I don't know the color of our offering. I don't know. It's not my business. And I am one of the people that give most in that ministry. Most. I am before the God of the heavens and the earth. Which offering are we stealing? Let them tell you how much is there. You too, you know how much you gave as offering. You know now. It's just that the church is a mystery. That the gates of hell cannot prevail. 1,000 naira, God breathes on it and then you see us use it to do many things. It's just a mystery. It is the church of God. My Baba will say it's not the church of Adibu. He said that's why God says it's the church of God. It's a mystery. So we have bound the devil, we are binding the devil. But let's bind ignorance. Let's do something. Some of you know what you can do with your life. And be victorious financially, spiritually, economically, maritally, in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, by the next time I see you, God will have multiplied you. Let's go on. Number three. Number four. You are great students. You don't know everything. That's number four. If you're going to be victorious, you've got to admit that you don't know everything. You don't. Job chapter 38 and verse 28. Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of the dew? We don't know. You don't know everything. And that's why you must be humble enough to learn. Listen to people that know better than you do. Read books. I read 6 books per time. I learned it from Mrs. Billy Graham. There are authors you will never meet in life except through their books. I don't finish a book before I start reading another one. It depends on my mood. Read. Readers are leaders. Invest into yourself. You do not know everything. When I go for conferences, I look at many things. I don't just listen to the word. I look at the dressing. I look at the arrangement. I see what I am better than. I see what I can improve on. Because nobody knows everything. Some people are too proud. They won't learn. The Bible says go to the ants and learn. If you're going to be victorious, you must be a listener. When people talk, listen. Last year, the Lord told me to study the lives of women that didn't finish well. In the Bible, and even in our contemporary world. The first person I studied was Jezebel. And I learned 10 lessons from that woman's life. She was a great leader. Some of you just look at Jezebel, you just condemn her. I don't. I learned even from a fool. It was Delilah that taught me how to befriend my husband. For a mighty man of God, the most anointed man, to pillow his head where he meets with God on a man's lap. Let's learn from that woman. I learned from her. And I applied it, and it works in my marriage. Some of you, I don't want to preempt myself. Your husband, you'll be in the kitchen for 2 hours. Your husband is watching Arsenal and Chelsea. What are you cooking? What are you cooking? Stone, indeed. You don't befriend your husband? You are so spiritual? I said it yesterday, let me repeat. Some of you, are so used to scarf time. When your husband is making love, you say, hey, my scarf, scarf. And the man is just shaking his head. Men talk to me a lot, or they send private emails to me. One man said, anytime I want to sleep with my wife, she'll be praying in tongues. They talk to me a lot because they think God has given me platforms that I can use to address these women. And they think they are spiritual. It's just religion. A woman, her husband is not born again. The man is the whatever in the bank. And there was a party. He had, see what this woman did? Very beautiful long hair. She cut it off. The man said, that's one of the reasons why I married you. I love it. And then she cut it off and she would tuck it, the short one inside something. She would dress funny. And the man is in pain. The man says, I can't take you out for regional whatever because you don't fit me. Don't blame the man. It's foolishness. The first time I put on earrings after 10 years, my husband looked at me and said, you look like a woman. So that means to him, it depends on your husband. To him, it was a man that was married to a man for 10 years. That's what he likes. You dress to please only 3 people if you are married. God, let God be pleased no matter who is offended. Your husband, yourself, every other person is a noise of the market. Say, now, shush, they don't wear it. Go and marry your pastor then. Go and marry your pastor. So, you must understand this. Please add value. Am I helping you or hurting you? Both. You don't know everything. Learn. There's a way you tie your headgear that makes you look older than your age. So learn. You notice that one young girl in church, she knows how to tie this thing. Befriend her. Take her to one whatever. Tell her to teach you. Humility. Don't be so up there that nobody can tell you anything. You don't know everything. If you do not want to be defeated, I'm a practical teacher. When I finish preaching, you go home and you can apply it. If you want to be victorious, you must please understand that you don't know everything. Number five, you are not everything. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Hear me, you are not El Shaddai, else you shall die. You are not everything. So don't kill yourself. To me, this is victory. This understanding. You sound spiritually, and then you have enough sense to live a victorious life here on earth. You're not everything. Understand it. Some of you live here in Dubai, for instance, or in UAE. Just to be a good person, you will send money to everybody in Africa until you can no longer send your children to good schools. And you know the painful thing, these people do not even appreciate you. You work and work and work 12 hours, 13 hours. I remember the first time I went to New York, what did I not buy? Four people. Pastor's wife, even their dogs. I'll buy this and buy that. And I'll package it. One pencil, one something for. Ma, we had 42 kg as excess. Not for me, just to be able to bless people. Then I gave somebody, I gave her and her husband, I gave them a gift. Hear what she said. Me, I don't want Lagos gift too. In fact, I felt like crying. I carried this thing from New York with my money, paid excess luggage, gave you and here. And some of you, you are cutting your head for people and yet they are not pleased. You're not victorious in that area. It is low self-esteem to be trying to buy love. You're not victorious. They don't want you to belong to their company. Change your company. They shake everybody's hand, they hug everybody, and when it's your turn, then create your own company. You don't lose people, people lose you. They don't know your value. And time will tell. Number six, you cannot be everybody's friend. If you are going to be victorious. Matthew 16:13. Be a man of certain identity. You cannot befriend everybody. It can be lonely at the top, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I was reading a scripture this evening. Matthew 16:13. I was reading a scripture this morning, and it says that it is the silly that is envious. It's in the book of Job. I was shocked. You don't need to please everybody. And you don't have to befriend everybody. Some people cannot handle your next level. So let them go. Let them go. Let me just pause to talk to pastor's wives here. Don't kill yourself because of a church. The only person that could die for the church already died for the church. If you kill yourself, another pastor or pastor's wife will come. And you will hear things like, this is now the pastor's wife. Do you know that the first pastor's wife in the Bible did not experience the miracle of the Red Sea? Zipporah, Mrs. Moses. The Bible says she had been sent back. Maybe she was overwhelmed. And you know, nature will never allow vacuum to linger. So when Israel crossed in Exodus chapter 15, it was Miriam that took over the women's fellowship. We sing unto the Lord, for he has done triumph. You know, the horse and the rider, he has thrown into the... It was Miriam that was leading the priest's worship. The women's fellowship. She gathered the women. Because the Bible says that Jethro brought back Zipporah. Don't die because of anybody. When Israel sinned, Moses said to God, Father, remove my name, blot my name out of the book of life. When Moses sinned, who prayed for him? If people had gone to the Lord, maybe women only. Father, take not us from here. Forgive our pastor. The Bible will have recorded it. But nobody. Some of them are happy that you are not even happy. So don't die for them. Some of you are pastor's wife. I don't know why I'm saying this. You will have no time for your children. Hospital, 2 a.m., you are there. Dedication, you are there. A time comes when you cannot attend every wedding. Madam, they will talk. It doesn't matter. These people. I've been a pastor's wife for 31 years, so I know what I'm talking about. I remember the church was a few months old. We were less than 1 year. And I was still working. This woman had a baby. I went to the office. I quickly signed. And by about 9 in the morning, I was at her place. I got there and hear what she said. Ah, you call yourself a pastor's wife. I had a baby since last night, about 11. And you are just coming. What did I do? I knelt down. So that she will come to church again. I'm sorry. I still work. Sometimes you don't know the exams people have written for God to lift them. Today I'm sure I will have sat 1,001 times before she sits. I'm sure. And I'm just trying to be modest. Don't kill yourself because of anybody. This is what God laid on my heart. This is how to be victorious. The devil is easy to manage. It is these things I'm talking about that women need victory over. You cannot be everybody's friend. If you cut your head, they will say you don't know how to do it. Remember that song? Some of you, maybe you are too young. One man called Ebenezer Obey sang it. I brought him to my conference in January. And I insisted that he should sing that song. He said, there's nothing you can do that will make people to be pleased. And he told us the story of one man and his son and the horse. Kete, kete. Some of you are looking at me because you don't know the song. When were you born? This man was going to travel and he put his son on the horse and he was walking. Then he met some people and they said, you are very stupid. A small child on the horse, you walking. So the man put the child down and he got up and then they were going. He met another group of people. He said, you are so wicked. See a little child trekking. And you, so the man carried his son, put this one of them, met another one, said, you want to kill Jesus? The man now alighted, he removed his son, and they were walking the horse. Said, you are very foolish. And that is life. Some of us need to be victorious in that area, trying to please everybody. Once they are not pleased, you are not happy. You'll be looking at their faces, looking at them. Even when you know you are pleasing God, you just be looking at, I'm sorry. Since there are people that say some things and then you begin to repent of the sins you didn't commit. You begin to, am I that bad? Am I really bad? I know what I'm talking. Are you sure I'm good? You are good. Nothing is wrong with you. There are some people you need to delete their names. If I open my phone for you, there's somebody there. I wrote, do not pick. I got it from one of my housemaids, one of my housekeepers. Her phone was ringing when I saw Kosi Credit. I said, Mama, told you, what is it? He said, this man, he will just flash you and say, Kosi Credit. So I could use it to save his name. No credit. Number 7, almost closing. Number 7, you cannot be everywhere. This is victory simplified. You can't be everywhere. So don't kill yourself. You are not omnipresent. Even the devil is not everywhere. He goes to and fro. You can't be everywhere. You're not God. Can I remind you of this? There are people that on their wedding day, some people were traveling and those people had motor accidents, died, and the wedding still held. In fact, they made sure that the couple didn't know. They said, don't spoil their joy. Where your absence is, where your absence does not matter, your presence will not matter. If you can make that your motto, where your absence does not matter, whether you are there or not, it doesn't matter, then your presence may not matter. Some of you, just to go and pick a call, you were charging your phone downstairs, you had the phone ringing, you will run until you slip and fall down to go and pick a call, hairdresser, or somebody somewhere. Of course, you should understand that that person can always call back, or you call back. Don't kill yourself because of people. To me, this is victory. We've had Bible studies. We've known how to do spiritual warfare, speak in tongues, sow seeds, make sacrifices. Now, this is practical living. We need to be victorious in these areas. You don't need to belong to everybody. Number 8, you cannot do everything. Do your best and leave the rest. Learn to delegate. If what you are living for does not outlive you, you have lived in vain. Delegate. You can't do everything. This life is for specialists. He's not a medical doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. Even though 2 universities have given us honorary doctorate degree. But now we've built the hospital by God's grace. We've employed doctors. We've employed nurses. The matron is there. The gadgets are there. And I said, if Jesus tarries, we'll be very old. We won't retire. We go to the hospital after breakfast. Walking, holding our sticks. We're done. We get there. We pray for them. Next day, we are back. Is that boy better? I said, he's better. What about the 98-year-old Baba? They said, the man is not better. I said, Baba, when you get to heaven, greet Jesus. I'm not God. Some of you just want to be God in your children's lives. You want to be God over people. You are not God, my dear. Understand it. Do your best. After you have done your best and it still doesn't work, leave it. And give thanks. When you cannot trace God, praise Him. Anybody can praise God when everything is fine. But when you start praising God when it is not fine, that is when it becomes a sacrifice of praise. It doesn't mean you are not spiritual. It does not mean you are not a Christian. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes life gives us questions that defy answers. Sometimes virgins wait on the Lord for 7 years, they don't have a baby. Sometimes very good women, fantastic women, the husbands just work out. And she's wondering, but she's good. She does this, she does that, she does that. Sometimes that is life. After you have done your best, leave the rest. To me, that is victory. That's victory. If you understand where people are coming from and you understand their story, you'll be less judgmental. I get married as a virgin. Here in the grace of God, you stand, madam. God would have allowed you to be raped. So understand the person that didn't get married as a virgin and stop being judgmental. I thank God I have boys, I have girls, I have... And you know somebody is waiting on the Lord. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. You can't do everything. Do your best. And leave the rest. Number 9. You cannot provide answers to everything. We were at the conference yesterday with the singles. They asked some questions. I answered. And then we got to one. I just gave the microphone to Daddy Adegoke. I said, sir. Now, see the way Baba answered it. There was no way I could have answered it that way. You don't have answers to everything. So don't tell your children, just ask me. And you know you don't know that maths. I don't even go near maths. It's not my strength. I give it to my husband. So don't try to be
Means know everything. Be victorious in that area. And number 10, you cannot have everything. Oh, that will be victorious in that area. Ordinary bag has given some ladies high blood pressure. Bag is bag. Bag is bag. And please, can I just correct you? Everybody carry your bag. Now, ladies, please listen. This is how to carry your bag. I want to borrow a con when she man be bag. From now on, this is how you carry your bag. You don't carry your bag like this. You don't carry your bag. You put your hand inside. Because it's part of your dressing. And don't allow people help you carry your bag. It's part of your dressing. It's just that sometimes, you know, we in ministry, these protocol people, they won't let us. They say, let me carry it. It's part of your dressing. Don't die because of bag. You cannot afford Ferragamo. Buy Garafemo. Yes. Bag is bag. Now, this is Mommy Adegoke's bag. 20 years ago, she couldn't afford this. Sometimes you don't even know whether she blessed somebody and the person decided. Somebody bought me 3 Louis Vuitton's bag. Kayaba Shantalaba. And another man said, what? You need the hand luggage. Now, each bag is 1 million. The hand luggage is 1 million. I said, you will have given me the money. What kind of thing is this? My daughter said, Mommy, stop disgrace. This man will have given me the money. How can I carry bag 1 million? But do I have a choice? You now see that bag, and because of that, your BP is 210 over 103. Because you saw one woman walk into church, you don't even know whether she stole it. So you now bring out your credit card. You are not victorious. You can pray in tongues. You can bind demons. They can fall down. But in this area, madam, you are not victorious at all. What is inside the bag? Check it. It's not human head. Maybe makeup and Bible and lipstick and water. Bag is bag. So they said you should carry bag. You to carry your own with pride. Mommy Adegoke said, today we are all wearing yellow something. You don't have yellow. You tried your best. No yellow. And you cannot afford it. We are green. Make a noise. Make a noise about it. That is how to be victorious. There was a time in my life when I had only one bra. Only one bra. 2 pants. As a pastor's wife. I will wash it every other day and hang it. Nobody knew. I was still leading praise worship. That was what we could afford. My husband had only one pair of shoes. I had only one pair. In fact, I used to call my own. Oh, faithful. It went with me everywhere. Naming ceremony, it was there. Church service, it was there. The thing was pointing up like this, up and there like this. But that was what I could afford. We had 2 kids. So that I was victorious in that area. I thank God. Rather than go borrowing. So that, you know, Jesus is about to come now. So that if Jesus comes, while you go in the rapture, the people you owe will not be saying, Jesus, let that back. Say, ah! And I'm not going to heaven, but she owes me. Because of bag. And you know one thing?
A particular bag may be raining now. But you will still need to pay the credit card. Do like this, victory. Tell your neighbor, you can't have everything. One day I said to my husband, I wanted to buy a particular shade of blue. My husband said, how about you have it? I said, well, Loma, they don't use it. My husband said, who? Who are the people? Create your own style. Since that time, I started designing my own dress. I carry my Ankara, $3,000. These days, I'll just add a little lace. If you like, don't hear me. I'm gone. You cannot have everything. Some of you, you need to raise your kids in that way. It is a victorious way of living. Let them know they don't have to own everything that they see. The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. I'm going to stop here tonight. Mommy. Okay, mommy said I should give the last one. I won't go to those how you see life. I'll start there tomorrow. Yes, I'll start there tomorrow. The last one, which is number 11. You are a human being, not a human being. B-E-I-N-G. Not B-E. Not B-E-E-N. There's nothing like double E. I read English language in the university, so I can teach you on that. There's nothing like double E. It's E-E. You are not a human being. You are a human being. Present continuous. So what you cannot have today, you will have tomorrow. You are still coming. You are going to chapter 15. You are still in chapter 3. Don't kill yourself. Sometimes people overtake you. Let them go. Let them go now. It's their season. Celebrate with them. Thank God for them. But you're also coming. Remember when God told Noah to bring different animals into the ark. The cheetah entered. The leopard entered. The lion entered. But the snail also entered. The tortoise also entered. Don't forget. I know the beauty of it. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 39 and 40. The door couldn't be shut until the snail entered. I thank God for Baba Adeboye. I thank God for Bishop Oyedepo. I thank God for Baba Kenneth Tegin. I thank God for all the Kenneth Copelands. But I'm also coming. You know why you don't have a car yet? They are still fixing the headlamp. You're going to drive the latest. Let the cheetahs be going. Come, my sister. Let the cheetah be going. And the whatever, all of them, big. But the snail and the tortoise. Once in a while, the snail will ask the tortoise,
where are we?
Is he safe? He will bring out his horn. Horn is horn, whether soft or hard. The tortoise say yes. He says, one step. Just make sure you are not stopping. Whether you are crawling, or you are flying, or you are moving, just make sure you are moving. That arc will not be short. They said, Redeem is causing traffic jam. But your own car is not there yet. That traffic jam is not yet. They say everybody is married. Baba Adeguke is dedicating children. Your own is not there yet. Just keep moving. Try another IVF. Try another whatever. Our first daughter got married. All our children got married as virgins. Male and female by God's grace. I give God praise for that. First year, second year, she couldn't conceive. She was having some terrible dreams. And that's one of God's graces upon my life. So she came to me one day and said, Mommy, I saw so, and I know the person. And I know the person is capable. She said, Mommy, should we go and beg her? I said, you are born again. You know, sometimes you get to a level when some battles want to overwhelm you. I hope I'll remember to say that tomorrow. That's why you need people to lean on.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Don't be a lone ranger. Stop quarreling with everybody. People are your covering cloth. This one is not good, you remove. That one is not good, you remove. Which one will cook your meal?
I said to my daughter, no, we don't beg devils. I said to her, go back to your house. Continue to sleep with your husband. Let me do the fight. Today she has a boy and a girl, and she lives in the U.S.
You need people.
Sometimes 2 plus 2 may not be equal to 4. But just keep moving. You're believing God for the blessing of... Continue to sleep with your husband. We are doing the battle on your behalf. And by this time next year, you will carry your own baby. You shall not be defeated. You are great.
Bring your pain to praise him. Come on.
You walked upon the sea and you raised the dead.
You reign,
you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you.
To do whatever looks impossible, don't ask God for 1,000 whatever. Something that you know, if God doesn't do it, cannot be done. Pray for your husband, pray for yourself, pray for your children, pray for your ministry. Pray in tongues, pray your understanding. Tell the Lord, I need victory in this area. God is here. I feel him, I feel his presence here. Demons always tremble at his presence. Maliko Taya Braga Shantara. God cannot lie. Is there anything people have been mocking you over? Bring it before the Lord at this time. Malibo Shekeli Braga Shantara. Braga Shantara. Now begin to bring your prayers to a close. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. You must learn to listen to prophetic instructions. When they tell you to worship God, that's not the time to be asking God for something. When they tell you to ask God for something, that's not the time to be worshiping him. Because the angels are here and prophets can be wearied. I decree tonight that from your mouth to God's ears,
what you lack most, you will have most. Whatever you are believing God for, in the next 21 days, you will see the sign. God will send you a token that your prayers are answered. I frustrate whatever is trying to frustrate you. Whatever has been termed impossible in your life, may God prove your enemies to be liars. Tonight, the God of the Bible steps into your situation. He will wipe your tears. He will deliver you. You will be named among the great. The God that took me from the backside will remember you. And he will do for you what nobody can do in the name of Jesus. He will surpass your expectations. You're believing God for the blessing of the womb. This month that we are about to enter, you will sing for joy. You're trusting God for who to marry. The yoke has been destroyed. We lift every embargo over your life in the name of Jesus. Every ancient voice that has spoken against your destiny, we silence in the name of Jesus. Concerning your health, concerning your job, concerning your career, concerning your studies, concerning your marriage, concerning your immigration status, concerning your ministry, anything that has your signature, heaven attends to it now in the name of Jesus. This snare is broken. And you have escaped. Are you here tonight and you are not yet born again? I destroy the power of sin in your life in the name of Jesus. As you hand over your hearts to Jesus tonight, a new day opens up on your behalf in the name of Jesus. In case you are here and you want to give your heart to Jesus, I want to please say this prayer after me. Everybody in the congregation, I want us to encourage them. Please say it with them. Say, my Father and my God, I come to you tonight as a sinner. Please forgive me. Wash me clean. Write my name in the book of life. Today, I am born again. I thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. For I have prayed in Jesus' name. Lord, I hand over these precious souls to you. When Jesus comes, they shall be a part of the wedding gift. They will make the rapture. Keep them safe, Lord. I thank you for answers prayer. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Let's celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
This year you will suffer no loss.
Tap TV, as by TV channel.